This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. And put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, one community at a time, and you have to ask yourself, is it your community that we're trying to stop the totalitarians from rising up? And, you know, totalitarianism, it's like an infectious disease, kind of like Zika. Yeah, Zika. This is the new modern scare, Zika. Microcephaly and all that good stuff. Yeah. And, you know, it's dangerous. There's no question about it. But totalitarianism, boy, I'll tell you, once tried, you'll never get over it. In fact, we tried it in the last century, and about 150 million people died as a result of governments, well, having weapons. Governments using weapons on human beings, mass slaughter. I know some people say, well, this is population control. No, it's not. It's called totalitarianism. And it's called murder. Anyway, welcome to the show. I listen to everybody go, what kind of a cheery note was that? Well, you know, actually, we have a lot of things to be celebrating about because, you know, we have an election coming up. But it looks like we're going to have regime change. No matter what's going to happen, we will have regime change. I know everybody's thinking, there's so much speculation. You know, is he going to, you know, martial law? What's this president going to do? Because, you know, obviously on this radio show, we look at the president as being a totalitarian. If you haven't already caught the drift of this show, for those of you that are first-time listeners, welcome. This is the show where we exclusively detail the totalitarians of the world. In fact, what we're going to be doing today, a little bit later on the show, and maybe even in this segment I'll get if I get to it, is announcing a new third party. Yeah, a new party that's all of a sudden from this 2016 presidential cycle has emerged as a party, a force du jour, if you will, on the political landscape. And it's just kind of creeped right up, and nobody said anything, and people should have been saying, because there is a new third party. There's not just the Republicans and Democrats anymore. We now have a third one, and they are a political force because they have a lot of money. Anyway, so I hope you had a really good weekend. We did. We kicked off another show, a weekend programming on Agenda 21 Radio on KMYC, 1410 AM. You can now hear on this is Pacific Coast time, 12 to 3 on Pacific Coast time. And also you can go to our Encore and our Premier channels on Red State Talk Radio and listen to Agenda 21 Radio through the weekend. And then one of the number one, well, not, wouldn't say number one, we're one of the top 10 rated top talkers on TalkStream Live, which is the largest TalkStream Live for streaming radios, stations or radio shows all over the nation. So we're really happy about that. They have about 85 top talkers, and we're always like number 7, 8, or 9. We're getting there. You know, we're getting there. The other day I was on TalkStream Live, and by the way, our show plays 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific. That's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, and on the Premier channel on Red State Talk Radio, Monday through Friday. It also plays over the weekend, too, so the same time frame, so you have to listen for it. And also on the Encore channel, it plays from 9 to 12 Pacific, and then, which is basically from 12 to 3 on the East Coast. So that show repeats again. You can hear it there on Red State Talk Radio. And by the way, big announcement from Red State Talk Radio. Our radio players have been picked up by hornnews.com. That's hornnews.com, one of your premier conservative outlets for media and information. We go to Horn quite often. It's H-O-R-N, hornnews.com. Anyway, our Red State players are playing there. You can listen to Agenda 21 Radio on any of the Horn channels out there. So please feel free to do that. And, you know, it's kind of interesting the way alternative media is working, and it is working. You've got those of you that, you know, you're listening to me on your cell phone or your iPhone, and you've got your apps out there because we're on iHeart, iTunes, and all this good stuff with Red State Talk Radio. You can pick up the app right there. A lot of you are just elated about what's going on with talk radio in the alternative sense. You're just taken right to it, and you know, I know people are saying, well, AM radio is sort of a dying breed, and it is. It's dying out. It's very, very difficult to maintain that equipment. So there's alternatives now. In fact, in 2017, my understanding is that most of your car radios will have an app for AM radio. So you'll be able to pick up all your radio AM stations on your app in your car during the 2017 car run. So that's like really, really, really good news for all of us at Red State Talk Radio and all of us that are into the digital media. And by the way, we have another big announcement that will be coming from Red State Talk Radio. Some more great things happening for Red State Talk Radio there. And again, you can pick us up on TalkStream Live. You can see us as we move up and down daily on the chart there. It's kind of interesting to check out. You know, I know geeks like me. I recognize myself as a geek. Do you believe that? Somewhat of a geek because I know a little bit more about computers than most people, I guess. That qualifies me as a geek anyway. Okay, so what else is really going on? Well, we have a misfire by Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, this race, this presidential race, is really starting to heat up now. Donald Trump is starting to become a little bit more focused. We're going to get into some of the specifics about that. He's got a big event coming up a little bit later. He's going to be talking about the economy. He's going to lay out his plan for his economy. Look for tax breaks, Reagan style. This is very, very typical because a lot of people are still, some of the Reagan holdovers are advising Donald Trump. There's a whole bunch of people that are advising Donald Trump that people aren't supposed to talk about, but I can tell you that many Reagan advisors have been advising Donald Trump. And those of you that are my age and understand that, lived through the Reagan era, you can kind of see there's some Reagan-esque features about what's going on with Donald Trump, especially in terms of the handling. He's getting a little bit more focused and on message. The hyperbole and so on will still continue with Donald Trump, I predict. There's no doubt it's gonna happen. But the polls are interesting. I think the poll rigging is huge on the Democratic side. And this is something, by the way, I got to tell you, this is what I do. This is how I do it. And I'm not endorsing any poll over one or the other, but there's always these time frames in which there's poll hysterics, because you have to understand something. Most of these polling companies have been bought off by the left. And when we explain our third party, we're going to be talking about that. They've been bought off by, you know, the Saudis and so on to come up with polling data. Plus, when you really start digging down into their polling data, you find out how many people they actually polled, who they polled, when they polled them. And it's very, very skewed. As an example, several of these polls that came out right after the DNC, and they said, oh, 15 points up over Donald Trump. That just is not reality. And of course, when you start digging into it, this particular poll, really what they did is that they particularly focused on Democratic voters. And the polling skew was terrible. It's like when they did like 1,000 people that they sampled from. And of the 1,000, they probably had about 800 that were Democrats and 300 that were independents and Republicans. So, you know, naturally, you know, you just can't, you know, that's going to really throw everything off. They should have just thrown that thing right in the trash. But they didn't. Of course not, because they're all in on trashing Trump. And again, I don't think Trump or us who support Trump should be, or, you know, the conservatives who are the anti-globalists out there, we should be taking any of this personal, because it's not about personal. It is not. You got to remember what this election is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the globalist trying to destroy the United States of America. It's all about the globalist trying to destroy the United States of America. So anybody who resists, well, bad polling numbers. And when we come back, I'll talk about how I sort myself through it. That's why we're here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I know that a lot of you are fretting out there about what in the world is going on with all these polls. And if you're a Donald Trump supporter, you say, oh my God, the world is going to end. The sky is not falling yet. Yet. Anyway, Donald Trump and the polls. Let's sort through this. Because so, this is what happens. You know, they were making the comparison all weekend to Dukakis back in 1988 election with George Bush the senior coming off Ronald Reagan. And George Bush the senior was under a lot of fire and heat for during the Reagan era. He was actually being fingered as the guy who started Iran-Contra. See, you know, there's some history when we talk about George Bush senior and Iran-Contra, because there's a lot of validity, and especially now that we know what the records are, you know, he was all in. So was Oliver North. Mr. North that you see, you know, Mr. Smiley Face out there on Fox News all the time, war stories and all that good stuff, cleaning up his act, former colonel in the, I don't know, lieutenant colonel, whatever, in the Marine Corps. Yeah, Iran-Contra, and basically buying and selling arms and shipping them off to buying, you know, using the Iranian money and all this good stuff to buy weapons for the Contras, getting weapons. This was the Reagan version of, well, Fast and Furious. That's how it all started. I mean, and this was going on. This has been going on for a long time. This gun running business and this drug running business with cartels and so on. Listen, back in the 80s, when I was a school, getting into school administrate, we were dealing with this then. So, you know, when George Bush was running against Dukakis, well, he was being trashed. And at the time, about this time of the race, he was 16 points down over Dukakis, who I couldn't understand why Dukakis could even remotely hope to be president. I was a Reaganite, so I was supporting the George Bush guy, but I was not as enlightened then as I am now, of course. And history has shown itself to not be doing George Bush. You know, he's the guy, George Bush Sr., 1992, who ushered in the great, we have a new world order. Remember that speech? We'll have to play that one a little bit more often here on Agenda 21 Radio, because it ushered in Agenda 21. He meant a new world order like they're trying to do right now. So George Bush Sr. was being pummeled by Dukakis. Now, this is the thing about Michael Dukakis. He jumped in a tank all of a sudden and put a helmet on and started cruising around. And he looked like a buffoon. And Shazam just tanked. Well, his polling numbers tanked. Not only did he run around looking like a buffoon in a tank, but his polling numbers tanked. Now, I'm telling you this story because I'm getting emails. I have a lot of you out there that are younger, like way younger than me. And you want contextual history. You want to know what happened back then. So we're taking a little bit of time to explain it. So if you look it up, there was also a big thing going on, the Willie Horton incident, in which Willie Horton was freed under Dukakis as he was governor, I think, of, was he Michigan, Massachusetts, one of those states. Anyway, Willie Horton was freed, then he went out and murdered somebody. I mean, it just really was a bad situation, and they came up with this whole turnstile way in which, you know, Willie Horton was being treated like, as governor, Dukakis was really easy on criminals and so on. Kind of like what this president, by the way, he commuted, gave lighter sentences and more early outs now to some federal prisoners. This president, like no other president, has been turning loose the criminals back on the streets. You haven't caught that one, have you? That hasn't been enough about that, enough reporting about that. But that's been I think, in the last 2 days ago. So catching you up on the weekend information here on Agenda 21 Radio. But anyway, so all of a sudden, his, you know, we're talking about George Bush Sr., his whole situation turned around. Now, I learned a lot about that, and it was 4 years later, because I was involved heavily with the Republican Party. Not real heavily. I was getting involved, starting to, putting my feet out there and getting wet with the Republican Party in Orange County, California. And I could really see the on the inside. Once I was on the inside with some different things, I, you know, with the label of Republican across your forehead and so on, I was really seeing things, really dirty tricks, and things were happening I did not agree with. So I dropped, after the 92 election, my Republican affiliation, up until recently, 2016. So that's how long it's taken for me to kind of, so, well, come back to the party, if you will. But this polling situation, what I always do is I've learned lessons about these radical shifts in polls, and you see them all the time. Plus, the media is so in on the left with the Clintons that they're going to do whatever they can do to make sure Hillary is elected. So you've got the polling companies, and you've got the media, the mass media, which, by the way, I think it's the final gasp in this election cycle for the mainstream media like ABC, CBS, and NBC, because their credibility is so in the tank. And right-minded people, people that are listening to this radio show and going out and fact-checking and researching and so on. See, this is a miracle of a computer now. You can fact-check everything. And, of course, everybody's saying, well, it's what your fact-checkers are saying, right? Fact-check. Right. But you have to dig deeper sometimes. You have to look through some of the miasma of, disinformation out there. And it's enormous. It's enormous. And I can tell you, we've been burned here on Agenda 21 Radio a couple times. But not for long, and only a few times, because we really do a lot of fact-checking, and I have enormous resources available to us, and these are people that are helping us out, so I'm really, really blessed, very, very blessed that we're not as off-kilter as some of the other organizations that are out there. But I want to get back into this polling issue, because I think it's really important. So I have found, and I listen, this guy needs to pay me a sponsorship here or something. And I really struggle sometimes with this poll particularly, because you count on, I want it to go. It's kind of like weightlifting. You know, I used to lift a lot of weight, still do. And you want that weight to go up so badly when you're going to go to the next level. And so and you just, your body's just not going to do it. Well, that's kind of what happens with polling numbers when you're wishing them to be higher. It's kind of like watching your stocks go up and down too. Anyway, I use Rasmussen as my default polling organization, just to let you know. I like real clear politics averages, but they're so skewed because most of the time when you look at real clear politics, and I, you know, go to them. Please go to them. I'm recommending that you go to them. I'm not trying to disparage real clear politics, because you're going to get a whole bundle of polling data from various polls, are, you know, Quinnipiac and NBC, Wall Street Journal, ABC, all this stuff. I distrust ABC, CBS, anything with ABC, NBC, and CBS on it, I would absolutely distrust and toss out. They're terrible. And they're all in the tank for Hillary. Just, that's just the way it is. So I always default to Rasmussen as my official polling organization. And sometimes the stuff that's on there, I just can't believe. I'm saying, I can't believe. But I have found Rasmussen to be consistent and usually spot on when it comes down to election time. So that's my opinion. You can do whatever you want to do. So stay calm out there when you see these wild swings in the numbers, because they will come back. Now, it's kind of interesting that the LA Times and USC, I think, have been coming up with some interesting information. I would say number two, in my opinion, and I can't believe I'm saying this, because the LA Times has been so darn liberal. And again, they could change, but they have been so darn liberal. And even USC has really gone liberal. But their polling data has been spot on. And I've noticed this in the primary and the run-up to it, all their polling numbers and data, they're doing a very, very good job. So I would say number two would be the Los Angeles Times and USC poll that comes out nationally. But Rasmussen comes out every day with a new polling number. So anyway, I would strongly remember. So at the hype of when everybody was panicking about Donald Trump last week, hey, Rasmussen only had a 3-point, 4-point differential between the two. Hello? Where was this ABC poll? 15 points up. Come on. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So polling numbers, anyway, you know, Rasmussen, and they come out, I think, at 9:30. I could be wrong. 6:30 in the morning Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern. I think that's when they come out with their polling. And you know, you can get the presidential daily, you know, pulling numbers and tracking numbers and all that good stuff off of that. They're actually a very good service. I got to tell you, if they're listening out there, your website really kind of sucks. From the standpoint, it's a good website, don't get me wrong, but you have so much something background stuff going on in there. And I've tried every computer I've got, and I've got several different varieties of computers. And I've tried it on other computers and offices where I've been. And for some reason, your website dysfunctions. I just have to say that. Why am I saying that? Just a little precaution. They got a lot of things going on there. Anyway, but that's the Rasmussen poll. All right, so let's talk about the new third party that's out there. The new third party that's having a huge impact, well, on the presidential elections. And you know, again, maybe I'm the first one out there to kind of, you know, because, you know, one of the things we do here, we talk about totalitarianism, right? So, you know, the word totalitarianism to us here on this radio show is an aggregate of ideologies that drive totalitarianism. They're all totalitarian in nature. You've got Islam. Absolutely. Totalitarian in nature. It just leads right to negative things. You've got Nazism, communism, religionism. You know, those are some of the basic elements of totalitarianism. Any of those isms like that, we would consider to be an aggregate totalitarianism. So that's how we look at it. Now, we are looking at the new third party called the Globalist Party. Republican, Democrat, globalist. Think about that. Are you a globalist or are you a Republican or a Democrat? Can you answer that question? And let me throw this out to you as to, so you can understand my thought process here. If you are a globalist, you might be A, Donald Trump, B, Hillary Clinton, C, Jeb Bush, D, George Soros, and E, B, C, and D, above. And if you answered E, B, C, and D, above, you get my point. Because they are clearly globalists. I would put in there also, let's see, look, so we got Hillary Clinton, globalist. No question with the global, the Clinton Global Initiative. But you see what I'm saying? These are people that are all in on Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century by the United Nations. So let's start lumping some more in there. If, in fact, you are a Hillary supporter, you're not really a Democrat. And especially, you can see the schism that Bernie Sanders brought to the Democratic Party. There's a lot of people. Now, I'm getting more reports from people that were at the DNC. And, you know, I wish I could have been there, but health reasons excluded me from being there. And I relied upon several people that were there. And I'm getting more information from writers. I talked to a writer this weekend who was there on the floor. And of course, we had Scott Adams and Leonore Travota there. And Travota, excuse me, get it out the right. Sorry, Leonora. Anyway, she listens to the radio show. I'm going to be in big trouble now. Anyway, but I was talking to a writer who we're going to have on the show a little bit later on. In fact, we had Jeff Cruer on the radio show, and he was making the same comments the other day about what was going on at the DNC and versus the RNC. But a person who was actually there at the DNC on the floor, and I was getting some perspective, and they were saying that really there was so much bitterness and hatred in the hall for Hillary. And they went to very sophisticated levels to drown out the booing. Because as this person was telling me, it seemed like there was incessant booing towards Hillary at the DNC. And oftentimes the competition for applause and so on was kind of going to the booing side. And they were using some sophisticated sound devices inside the hall there in Philadelphia at Wells Fargo Center to drown out the booing. Isn't that interesting? Some sound techniques that they were using in there. And you can do that acoustically in those big halls. It's a whole sophisticated thing to do it, but you can do it. And they were saying that that was happening. So the anger that was going on within the Democratic Party, and I said to him, I said, do you think that the Democratic Party is more fractured today than, the Republican Party? And the person said, oh, absolutely. Bernie Sanders has had sort of a cleansing effect, if you will, because so many of the Bernie supporters hate Hillary. They just hate her. And that matches the reports about how the mainstream media was not covering any of the issues that were going on outside. So the rioting and some of the protests that were happening out there that were all directed at Hillary. not Bernie, but Hillary. Now, some of these people are not just, they're not the Bernie supporters. They're Democrats who don't like Hillary and don't want to have to vote for Hillary. So that big schism. So you have, you know, obviously the establishment Democrats of Hillary Clinton, just like you have the establishment Republicans. I posit this with everybody. We have got the globalist party in the sense that we have the establishment Republicans, Jeb Bush, George Bush, George Bush, get it? Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan. All of these establishment Republicans have, and they have. They've joined forces like with Meg Whitman. We saw this last week. California, the woman who's a multi-billionaire who ran for governor against Jerry Brown. A total setup. Total setup, just like Neil Kashkari was a setup after 4 years of the first go-around with Brown. Actually, it was his third term. So, a total setup. Neil Kashkari, globalist. Meg Whitman, globalist. So, establishment Republican, globalist, and you have establishment Democrat, globalist. And now, basically, I think they've melded into one party. And they're one force, George Soros. So, all Bill Gates... Boy, some disparaging things about Bill Gates in the movie Vexed, or Vaxxed, if you haven't seen that movie. We're going to be talking about that in the second hour. I went and saw it in Reading on Friday. Went, took a trip up there and met with Dane Wigington and everybody else that was involved in the movie. Very, very disturbing. If you have not seen the movie Vaxxed, see it. If you are vaccinating your children, guess what? You better rethink the vaccines that you're getting. Especially with the data that's come out of this movie. It's just absolutely appalling. But again, remember, these are the globalist things. Globalism wants to depopulate the planet. Think about that. Hillary Rodham Clinton, like every other globalist, wants to depopulate the planet, and so does Bill Gates. His huge vaccine programs that he's got going on, which is killing, I'm saying killing, hundreds of thousands of children and human beings around the planet right now. The guy's a stone-cold killer, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I can come out and say it. He should stop meddling. He's not the king of the world, you know. And we will not submit to Bill Gates, by the way. I know that the globalists want us to do that. So the globalist party is here. And, you know, it just makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So anybody who is supporting the one world order, anybody who is an establishment Democrat who's supporting Hillary Rodham Clinton, anybody who is supporting George Bush, senior or junior, I call him junior, you know, or Jeb Bush, get it? They're all one world globalist people. So I'm just saying, we're out here on Agenda 21 Radio. The new third party is here. We just need to call them out. Isn't it a lot easier to come up with one word to describe this gaggle of people that want to destroy the United States of America? They're all in it to destroy the United States of America, too. All of these globalists, the globalist party, combined with elements, rare earth elements, like rare elements from the Democratic Party, and even some from the Republican, have combined to join forces to destroy the Constitution and take away your rights and destroy this country. We're not going to let them. So guess what? If you stand up against them, you're going to get criticized. Welcome to my world of Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. More to come here. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. In the second hour, we're going to be talking about the movie Vaxxed. Yeah, the movie Vaxxed. About vaccines and what's been going on there. And I'll give you my opinion of the movie. And if you have children and you're going to get vaccinated, or if you're older and they want to vaccinate you, you better think 500,000 times before they even think about putting that needle inside you. The data is staggering, especially if you take a look at the number of autistic children in the world today. You know, I can remember a time as an educator, I didn't hear about an autistic child. The population of autism, even the so-called autistic spectrum, which is a real spectrum, by the way, but the number of individuals with autism was like nil in the 80s, 70s. You just never heard of it. I mean, you heard of it. You knew it was there, but you just never ran into it. Every once in a while in special education classes, in some of our educationally challenged students, you would find an autistic child, but they were like one in, 100,000 or 200,000 in the population. It was really a very small number. But now you're starting to see numbers come down to one in every 250 children with some form of autism. And there's only one thing that connects them: vaccines. Oh, and another, geoengineering, I might add. And that spike has started since the early 1990s. Gee, I wonder what else started in the 1990s. Let's see, was it George Bush and the One World Order? Oh, couldn't have been. Anyway, the other thing. So that's going to be coming up in the next hour. Okay, Joel Pollack from Breitbart. I got to tell you, there's Breitbart. Of course, our very own Chris Street writes for Breitbart. And he contributes, obviously, on a radio show and a lot of things that he's got articles about. He's, this is another one we're going to talk about in the next hour or two. If you haven't caught up with this one, in fact, we might get Chris out of bed on this one. 9,000 companies have left California since 2008. Hello? Jerry Brown, are you out there? Hey, bro, can you hear me? Since you've been governor, 9,000 companies have left California? Do you think this is just something that... he can't stop, or that he doesn't want to stop. Or do you want? I mean, anyway, but the one thing that I find interesting, there's one article about Joel Pollack, and this is something I think is very important to understand. I'm glad he wrote the article. I'm absolutely happy and ecstatic that he wrote the article because of all this stuff about him calling Donald Trump basically unfit to be president. Now, this is the title of the article. It's Five Reasons Barack Obama Was and Remains Unfit for the Presidency. Thank you. Somebody had to write this, you know. I was thinking about not writing about it. You got to say it. And, you know, he beat us all to it, and I'm glad he did, because this needs to go down in history someplace that this is written in. And, of course, Breitbart is now just this huge media giant that's out there. Anyway, he goes on to say this. He says, recently, President Barack Hussein Obama, I added the Hussein, told a press conference, quote, I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. He's woefully unprepared to do this job, he added. Mitt Romney and John McCain were wrong on certain policy issues, but I never thought that they couldn't do the job. I almost did something I should say. Of course, when he was running against them, Obama said that McCain lacked the, quote, temperament to be president, and accused literally Mitt Romney of killing a woman by laying off her husband from his job. Remember that? Remember the president doing that as candidate Obama? It is worth recalling how few qualifications Obama himself had and how many factors ought to have disqualified him. Both Hillary Clinton and Senator John McCain drew attention to his deficiencies. Clinton with her infamous 3 a.m. ad and McCain with his not ready to lead slogan. Yeah, he didn't answer that phone call at 3 a.m., did he? But neither did she, by the way. I have to say that one. It says, they were both right. Obama was unfit for the presidency and remains so today. He leaves office as one of the worst presidents in U.S. history. Here are five ways Obama was unprepared and the results. Jeremiah Wright, remember him? Says Obama's decade-long membership in a racist church whose pastor celebrated the terror attacks of 9/11 and ought to have disqualified him from office. Certainly any candidate who was not the first viable black candidate for president would have been pressured to quit the race. Slumlord for cronies. I like this guy. Obama built relationships with Chicago property developers who advised him and raised money for him. He directed public funds to private companies that built and maintained or failed to maintain public housing. These included Valerie Jarrett, who owns slums in Obama's state Senate district, and fundraiser Tony Rezko, with whom the Obamas also did a shady land deal. By the way, Tony Rezko went to jail. Number three, no legislative achievements. Before seeking federal office in 2004, Obama had no legislative achievements whatsoever. Neither does Hillary Rodham Clinton check into it. When it looked like he might run for Senate, political bosses in Illinois put his name on legislation he had nothing to do with. Once in Washington, Obama did little but scuttle bipartisanship efforts to pass important bills on immigration. Anti-war hysteria. Obama prided himself on a speech to give in 2000 against the Iraq War, a speech so memorable that no one actually recorded it. And little private sector experience, like zero. Unfit for office? That's President Obama, and he remains so today. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, you really have to wonder why these globalist Republicans. See, we could put a G in front of their Republican R. Get it? Paul Ryan would be a GR. Mitt Romney, GR. Get it? Or you could put a G in front of D. Clinton, GD. No, that doesn't mean, you know, GD. You know where I'm going. It means globalist Democrat. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, we want to be as detailed as possible. That anytime you run across one of these globalists, you put that G in front of their, whatever they're saying that they actually are, whatever their party affiliation is. Anyway, Joel Pollack nails it. Five things. Little private sector. You know, what did Obama do? He did nothing. That's just it. That's one of my big, 2008 in the election, I'm going, why is this guy even up for consideration? Well, that's because the one world order globalists were speaking. The Saudis were speaking. Get it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We'll get you to our website. That's our new web address, a21r.com. Or you can go to agenda21radio.news, either one. We'll get you. We're trying to transition and train you on how to get to our website the best way. Or Paul Preston's Agenda21Radio.com. We'll get you there, too. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. In the next 6 months, we're going to prove it to the rest of the world again. A little bit of a wake-up call for the rest of the world. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.